ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 60 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा द इंट्रोडक्शन। प्रतियातु कुमारोया नयस्मादस्ति मे भया अष्टमायुवयोर्गर्भा मृत्योर्मे भीता किला। मिशन बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Translation: O Vasudev, you may take back your child and go home. I have no fear of your first child. It is the eighth child of you and Devaki I am concerned with, because that is a child by whom I am destined to be killed. No purport, we go to the next verse. Text number 61. Tateti sutamadaya yayav anakadundubi नभ्यायनंदत तद्वाक्यम असतो विजितात्मनः। वसुदेव एग्रीड एंड टुक हिज चाइल्ड बैक होम, बट बिकॉज कंसा हैड नो कैरेक्टर एंड सेल्फ कंट्रोल, वसुदेव न्यू दैट ही कुड नॉट रिलाय ऑन कंसास वर्ड। टेक्स्ट नंबर 62 एंड 63। नंदाद्याये व्रजे गोपा याश्चामिषां च योषितः वृष्णयो वसुदेवाद्या वाद्या देवकाद्या यदुश्रिया सर्वे वै देवता प्राया उभयोरपि भारत ज्ञातयो बन्धुसुहृदो ये च कंसं मनोव्रता। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nand Maharaj and including his associate, coward men and their wives, were none but the denizens of the heavenly planets, O Maharaj Parikshit, best of the descendants of Bharata. And so too were the descendants of the Vrishni dynasty, headed by Vasudev and Devaki and other women of the dynasty of Yadu. The friends, relatives and well-wishers of both Nand Maharaj and Vasudev, and even those who externally appeared to be followers of Kamsa, were all demigods. Purport. As previously discussed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu informed Lord Brahma that Lord Krishna would personally descend to mitigate the suffering on the earth. The Lord ordered all the denizens of the heavenly planets to take birth in different families of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties and in Vrindavan. Now this verse informs us that all the family and friends of the Yadu dynasty, the Vrishni dynasty, Nand Maharaj and the Gopas descended from the heavenly planets to see the pastimes of the Lord. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4.8, the Lord's pastimes consist of paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, saving the devotees and killing the demons. To demonstrate these activities, the Lord called for devotees from different parts of the universe. There are many devotees who are elevated to the higher planetary systems. Prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva shashvati sama सूचिनाम श्रीमिथाम गेहे योग भ्रष्ट बिजायते। द अनसक्सेसफुल योगी आफ्टर मेनी मेनी इयर्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट ऑन द प्लैनेट्स ऑफ द पायस लिविंग एंटिटीज इज बॉर्न इन टू फैमिली ऑफ राइटियस पीपल और इन टू द फैमिली ऑफ रिच एरिस्टोक्रेसी। दिस भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। सम डिवोटीज हैविंग फेल्ड टू कंप्लीट अ प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशन सर्विस आर प्रोमोटेड टू द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स टू विच द पायस आर एलिवेटेड, and after enjoying, they may be directly promoted to the place where the Lord's pastimes are going on. When Lord Krishna was to appear, The denizens of the heavenly planets were invited to see the pastimes of the Lord. And thus it is stated here that the members of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties and the inhabitants of Vrindavan were demigods or almost as good as demigods. Even those who externally helped the activities of Kamsa belonged to the higher planetary systems. The imprisonment and release of Vasudev and the killing of various demons are all manifestations of the pastimes of the Lord. And because the devotees would be pleased to see these activities personally, they were all invited to take birth as friends and relatives of these families. As confirmed in the prayers of Kunti, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.19, Nato Natya Dharo Yataha. The Lord was to play the part of a demon killer and a friend, a son and brother to his devotees, and thus these devotees were all summoned. Hare Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada in this particular purport is mentioning a very important point, that how the Lord comes to this planet to perform his pastimes and is involving all his dear servants also to take part in his Leela. Srila Prabhupada in many places mentioned that the Lord descends to establish the principles of religion, to protect the pious and to annihilate the miscreants. And when he comes, not only does do that, but he also does many more things to teach us. And he does it through his different leelas. In fact, the mundane people or people in this material world, when they have to do any act, you know, sometimes somebody may say it's his pastime, but it's not. The living entity in this material world is forced to do some activity. It's not that probably he wants to do it, but he is forced to do by the influence of the three modes of material nature. But the Lord is not like that. The Lord, when he descends on his own accord, his own will. And when he does some leela, he is not bound by the rules and regulations of this material world. That's why he is called as leela. And he performs so many wonderful activities by which he enthralls or immerses all the living entities through his acts. We all like to watch movies. In fact, in this mundane world, that's a perverted reflection. Sometimes we have a particular hero whom we worship. And in each and every film, we know that the hero is going to win. There is not a single film where the end is that the hero is lost. But we would like to go for different movies, the same hero performing in different movies, we would like to see them. We pay a lot just to see how that particular worshipable hero wins or what activities he does. And we just sit there for 2 hours or 3 hours trying to enjoy what that hero is doing. And sometimes the hero may do any very, very wonderful acts. Just 3 days back, I had gone for a haircut and there was this movie going on. And there were 10 villains, very strong, and they were harassing one girl. So everyone were on the edge of it, everyone were watching around, what's going to happen. But then those who are in the audience who are watching will definitely know that something is going to happen. It's never going to be like this. And lo and behold, this particular hero comes on a motorcycle, and he has a very high jump, which probably in this world, if he had done this, he would have got an award, maybe Olympics also, whatever. And then he does so many activities, extraordinary activities, and one person is enough. And not a single scratch on him. Everyone has all the problems. He kills all the other 10 hooligans, and each and everyone is completely battered up, blood flowing from here and there. But this person, not even, he has a white shirt also. And I was trying to see whether the shirt is spoiled or not. The shirt is as it is. Tip top, like as if, you know, he has just come from his house, well dressed. So, you know, that's a perverted reflection. We just want our hero to be as he is, without any, you know, danger to him. That's what we feel. And if that person, suppose if he's defeated, then you feel bad. No? But the films, they know that what the audience wants. Right? But where is this coming from? Because, you know, definitely we have that nature to just engage ourselves in some particular activity which a supreme person is doing, a worshipable person. Unfortunately, we have so many worshipable heroes in this material world, but actually the only worshipable hero is Lord Krishna. And if we just see his activities, then we cannot worship anyone else but Krishna. That's the reason when the Lord comes, he performs so many activities and so many wonderful activities that, you know, we just can completely immerse ourselves in those activities. No questions asked. Like when the hero does something heroic, we don't ask question, how did he do that? We still worship him, such a nice acting he did. When a Lord does, sometimes we try to question also. Why does the Lord do like this and why does the Lord do like that? So there are many reasons. The Shastric references are there. Srila Prabhupada in many of the places, he mentions so many reasons why Krishna comes to this material world to perform his leela. In this particular purport, the most prominent is, all of you know, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Duskritam. Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Prabhupada mentions here, the Lord's pastime consists of Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Duskritam, saving the devotees and killing the demons. That means the Lord cannot tolerate his devotee being disturbed or being tortured. So when he descends, he has a particular reason for his descent. And he says, I come to protect or deliver the pious and also to annihilate the miscreants. So both the things he does simultaneously. Prahlad Maharaj was tortured, harassed by his father Hiranyakashipu. His father himself tortured Prahlad Maharaj, his son. And Lord had to come in the form of Lord Narsingdev from the pillar just to protect Prahlad. Because that's what Hiranyakashipu challenged. He said, let me see. I am going to kill you now. Let me see where is the Lord going to protect you. And when he went to attack Prahlad, that time he emerged from his pillar in a very, very wonderful form. Because Hiranyakashipu was very proud about himself. He thought that nobody is going to kill him. He has taken a life insurance, completely protected. He was such a sharp person. He took such a boon that he thought probably he will become immortal. But then, somehow or the other, the Lord was smarter than him. Lord is always smarter. And he appeared in such a form that he just came as a half-man, half-lion incarnation and he killed. So Lord comes actually in various yugas just to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. We see he came here, you know, or he's going to come now, advent of Lord Krishna. He's coming to vanquish all the demons, especially Kamsa and all his followers. Srila Prabhupada, you know, as the Lord's pure representative, he also came onto this planet just to, you know, establish the principle of religion and to vanquish the demonic mentality. Bhavanand Prabhu, in his memories, he was mentioning that how when you are sitting in one place, Prabhupada just said that, see, you know, the Goswamis are living in different places, and I have so many temples, but I cannot stay at one place. I have to live in different palaces, different temples. I cannot stay in one place. He said, I didn't want to come to this material world. But then Krishna told me, you go down. He said, I don't want to come. Krishna said, you go down and I'll protect you and you write the books. So once I asked Bhavana Prabhu, he said, how was it? He said, when Prabhupada mentioned that, he did say that. And he said, when he mentioned that, he was so much, you know, in great gravity, he was speaking about it, and he said, I was totally amazed to see that Prabhupada is speaking about it. And in the memories is mentioned that is the only time that Prabhupada actually spoken about this, that he's come from this spiritual world. But we find that when Prabhupada comes here, he also almost does the same activities. You know, he's trying to protect his own devotees, his disciples, and you know, annihilating in the sense through the arguments, he would destroy the demonic mentalities. He would have arguments with the scientists and then cut them to pieces, all their philosophy. In fact, once somebody complained to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, in your class, you know, almost everyone is sleeping. Prabhupada said, are they? He said, no, 90% of people are sleeping. So Prabhupada said, at least 10% they are awake. But you are such a person that you are sleeping all the time. Srila Prabhupada was trying to tell this person. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, through every act, he was trying to protect his disciples, his Western disciples. Because those people who was cultivating, these people were so ignorant about the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada had to really spoon feed them into this. And then all throughout, he would just protect them from the Mayavadi conception, from so many. That's the reason why we chant the pranam mantra. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedan Swami Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Dishtarini. The Mayavadi concept, the philosophy. And Prabhupada would be so protective about his disciples. One day, when Mataji, a disciple of Prabhupada, Sardhya Mataji, and she was walking around with Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada just stopped at one place and said, are you covered? That means, are you protected enough? So this Mataji was telling that how Prabhupada was all the time protective at each and every point. Prabhupada was just so concerned about his devotees. And he would see to it that, you know, the devotees don't go astray. And that's why Prabhupada always say that, you know, just stick to this, what I have taught you. Stick to the philosophy which I have given you. And then you will be able to go back home, back to the spiritual world. Once, Prabhupada would also go on a morning walk in Jihu, and Giriraj Maharaj would always mention this, that he would have long discussions with Dr. Patel. And Dr. Patel was a Mayavadi. He would always, you know, have discussions, long discussions with him. And Prabhupada would smash him right and left. Sometimes Dr. Patel would get angry at him. But then Prabhupada would always be very true to what he would say, and then would smash him. And Prabhupada, after, you know, he would go, Giriraj Maharaj would say, Prabhupada, he felt bad. He said, Prabhupada said, this is what is my job. I'm supposed to just somehow or other protect you people and then smash all this Mayavad philosophy. In fact, when once His Grace Mahabuddhi Prabhu, he was mentioning that he got one great philosopher to him, to Prabhupada. And this great philosopher arguing for hours and hours with Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada got so wild with him and he said, you are a cheater. Just get out from here. So Mahabuddhi Prabhu was so shocked. He said, he got this one philosopher, very known person, respected person. And Prabhupada said, you are a cheater. And then this person became angry and went away. And Prabhupada said that I am doing all these things to protect. You know, he's a cheater, he cheats. And whoever is a cheater, I cannot tolerate. So that's what Srila Prabhupada always would do. And Krishna's role, the second reason why Krishna is coming on this planet and performs activities to re-establish the principles of religion. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So whenever there is a deviation from the religious principle, that's when Krishna does. Prabhupada mentions dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What is dharma? Is dharma which is being laid down by the Lord. Dharmam tu sakshat. And Prabhupada mentions that if you do not accept the order of the Supreme Lord, then where is the question of religion? He says, if you don't accept what Krishna is saying, then there's no religion at all. Then whatever you say, it's all irreligious principle. It's like kaitava dharma or cheating religion. So that's the reason Krishna in the end of Bhagavad Gita says, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. He says, abandon all so-called varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. So whatever Krishna wants to enunciate, he just mentions what is expected of us. And Prabhupada mentions that the four religious principles, austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, he says when one doesn't follow them, then there's very little chance of someone to be pious. He says, if this is followed, then it's very difficult for Kali to infiltrate the human society. That's what the Prabhupada mentions. And Krishna says that when people become like cats and dogs without religion, I come down to establish the religious principles. So Prabhupada, he gave us these principles that follow the regular principles of no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and chant the prescribed number of rounds. And then he said, you will go back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada never compromised on the principles. The details would vary. He would just accommodate people from all kinds of all walks of life, but he never compromised the principles, especially the four regular principles and the chanting of the holy names. And when one does this, Prabhupada says, then the real religious principle is established. And then you can change the world, you can go back to the spiritual world. So Krishna re-establishes the principles, and Prabhupada also has done the same thing. The third reason why Krishna comes to this planet is to attract the conditioned souls towards him. As I was mentioning, that those people who are not at all interested, when Krishna performs something heroic activities, you know, it attracts the minds of those conditioned souls also, who otherwise are averse to this. Krishna performs so many wonderful activities when he is in the stage of Kaumara, then when he is in a Kaishore Leela. You know, all those different ages when Krishna performs Leela, he performs so wonderful activities which will enchant the minds of even the non-devotees. And that's why Krishna comes to this planet. He said that Krishna is a multifaceted personality. He performs various acts to its perfection. You know, there is no way that anyone can surpass him when he performs a particular act. If you talk about him being a dancer, the way he dances on hoods of Kaliya, nobody else can dance. If he has to perform the role of a lover, then nobody can perform the role of lover like him. If he performs the role of a coward friend, you know, jumping and falling around, it just enchants the mind. Every act of his is wonderful. You know, every act of his. It's said that when Krishna goes out into the pasture grounds, he has four things always he carries with him. He takes his flute, he has his peacock feather, and he has a belt and upavastra. You know, means Krishna is a perfect person. When he goes out also, he sees to that he has that with him. He doesn't go without it. And when he manages to kill the demon, then he tightens his belt, getting ready to kill. So even this wonderful, you know, way Krishna presents himself is also enchanting for the hearts. Not only to the devotees, but also to the outsiders, especially who don't even, you know, fully accept Krishna or Krishna's position, even for them. Seeing this, that's why Prabhupada actually, you know, when the devotees first time perform dramas, Prabhupada was so happy. Prabhupada said, these are the windows, you know, this is the one which will take us to the spiritual world. When devotees perform these dramas, when they see these dramas, then they will completely get enlivened, and then they may take to this process also. Prabhupada mentioned that I played a role of Advaita Acharya, and when I played it so nicely that, you know, the audience was crying. Then Prabhupada mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played a role of Lakshmi Jai, Haridas Thakur played a role of policeman. So this drama is already in our movement. People love to see dramas. People love to act in dramas. People love to wonderful, you know, think or hear about the dramas, see the dramas. And they are the very shortest and the surest way to just get attracted to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But Prabhupada mentions that. And Prabhupada gives lots of instructions to the devotees who are performing dramas. Once he told the drama troupe that you come with me all over, wherever I go preaching, you can just perform dramas along with. But he had one thing to inform. He said that only the devotees should perform the dramas. Why? Because the devotees only perform dramas, then there is potency. Otherwise, when the outsiders perform drama, first of all, there is no purity in them. And when they perform dramas, whatever, when we see them acting, you know, we imbibe their consciousness into us. You know, sometimes we can be misled, or sometimes we may just, you know, not, we may become bewildered. Prabhupada mentions, there's one lady, when this Ramayana was going on, one lady was worshipping Lord Ram, the person who acted as Ram. But once that lady saw that he was smoking outside, so he just went and, you know, argued and chastised the person. So you may find like that, you may become bewildered. Somebody is doing something, he appears as some personality on the screen and he does something else, then you don't develop any faith in that. Whatever you have developed a relation or affection for that particular episode or that particular pastime which was enacted, you lose complete faith in that. So Prabhupada mentioned that only the devotee should perform the place, and when the devotees perform the place, it will definitely have an impact on the audience. And he said one should perform dramas in not a hilarious way when you are doing it. It should be serious so that people can see, imbibe that philosophy within their heart, and then that's how they can become purified. And then Prabhupada, in one of the discussions, talking about the dramas, he just went extrapolated to something. He said that each and every one of us in this material world, you know, are actually performing some drama. He said that because we wanted to do something like what Krishna does in the spiritual world, we are thrown here in this material world. And then we are made to think that I'm an Englishman, I'm a German, I'm a father, I'm a son. And that's how we are performing dramas here. And I was telling one of his disciples, Karnadhar, you are saying that Krishna makes you forget that you are a Karnadhar. Supposing if in your drama, if you have to play a particular role, you should forget that you are Karnadhar, that you are so and so. Then only you are able to do that role very nicely. If you all the time you think that I am Karnadhar, I am doing the role of this, then you will not be able to put in everything. But you have to forget yourself that you are so and so, and then you play the role, maybe of, you know, Lord Krishna or Kamsa or whoever it is. Then the actual acting can be done. So he says, in this material world also, Krishna makes you forget that you are a soul, because you want to. Because you want to forget, Krishna makes you forget, and you play different roles of a father, a mother, I'm an Englishman, I'm so and so, I have such designation, this, that, and everything, and you perform these roles. Only when somebody reminds you that you are not so and so, you are a spirit soul, completely apart from the gross body and subtle body, and your nature is to serve Krishna. That's when you remember, that's when you are reinstated in your constitutional position. So, the one aspect is that where a drama is performed for the benefit to attract the conditioned souls. On the other hand, just, you know, see, Prabhupada wants to show us that how, when we don't act on that platform, then we are also performing like that. We are also acting like this in this world, which you are not supposed to do. So, he said that, Prabhupada mentions that when the non-devotees are attached or attracted to the Lord's pastimes, slowly, slowly their sinful activities, they just go off. Because all the time remembering the Lord's pastimes and then slowly, slowly meditating on those pastimes of the Lord, then what happens is that because you are in connection with the Supreme Absolute Truth, then the sinful activities, they go off. So this is the third reason why Krishna performs the Leela. The fourth reason why Krishna performs the Leela is that because Krishna wants to bestow merciful benediction upon human society when he appears, especially in his human form. When Krishna performs role, And when he comes in a human form, it is said that a supreme benediction for humanity is when he comes. And that's his mercy. This Prabhupada's own words. He says he bestows merciful benediction upon the human society when he appears in his human form. And Prabhupada mentions it is then that the humanity can get the opportunity to engage in different kinds of eternal service to the Lord. So when the Lord comes in a form of Varahadev, or probably when he comes in a form of Lord Narsingadev or Hayagriva, so probably one may not be able to relate, but when he comes in a two-handed form as Lord himself in a human form and performs different leela as a householder, as a son, as a father, as a lover, as a friend, so then what happens is that we just get that opportunity to serve him. We can relate with him. When Arjuna saw Krishna's Virata Roop, Arjuna was so bewildered to see that Roop. And Arjuna just prayed that you please come back and show me again two-handed form. I'm attracted to that. So it said that the Lord bestows merciful, the extent of mercy, that he just allows the conditioned soul and gives an opportunity to give to serve him and to reciprocate with him. That's the reason why Krishna actually comes down and performs his pastime. The fifth reason why Krishna performs his pastime is that Prabhupada mentions that it's an act of love for the infinite spiritual happiness of pure-hearted souls who have transcended material envy of Godhead. So Krishna's coming down onto this planet and performing his leela is an act of love for the infinite spiritual happiness of those who have transcended material envy of Godhead. In other words, for those who are pure devotees, it's an act of love and act of reciprocation. The devotees would definitely love to hear about the Lord. Just like in this mundane world, anybody would love to hear about his worshipable actor or his favorite actor, what he does, what he does not do, what he eats, and he gets great enjoyment in talking about it and discussing about. So similarly, the pure devotees, they are always immersed in relishing about the wonderful qualities of the Lord, and that's the reason why the Lord performs his leelas. Lord performs his wonderful activities to somehow, you know, give this enjoyment to his pure devotees. So that's why Prabhupada uses words so nicely. It's an act of love for the infinite spiritual happiness. So the pure-hearted souls, you know, they are not satisfied with only hearing a little bit. They want to hear more, more and more and more and more. Like Parikshit Maharaj, when he came to the 9th canto here, he's mentioned, please describe me in detail about the Lord. I want to hear. I am not hungry, I am not thirsty, I am not sleepy. Also describe me in detail a lot. I want to hear the Lord's pastimes in much detail. And that's why Sukadeva Goswami goes about in detail explaining about this. So when Lord performs the activities, it just somehow, you know, it's for the conditions, the pure devotees who have transcended material envy of Godhead. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, he would just hear about Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and would just be so much engaged in hearing Lord's wonderful leela and other things. The sixth reason why the Lord comes to the material world is to train. He wants to teach and to train the living entities through the acts. He performs wonderful pastimes, and when he performs these pastimes, what happens? Through these pastimes, he has to instruct something to us. Kubja, hunchback woman. Now, on one hand, she is one of the eternal associates of the Lord who has come to take part, just like Prabhupada mentions here, that Lord Krishna invited everyone. So she is the one who, on one hand, Prabhupada mentions that she is from the spiritual world. But on the other hand, Krishna wants to instruct us what not to do. Through Dhritarashtra, Krishna teaches us how to act. Through Indra, Krishna teaches how one should not be so much envious. Through Brahma, Krishna teaches us how one should not be so proud, and see how, you know, through different activities, Krishna actually teaches us. Krishna teaches us through his different activities, and then Krishna just, you know, through them gives us the philosophy at the same time, not only that, he also helps us to train ourselves. Like the different demons of Vrindavan, represent the different anarthas, and how we can overcome these anarthas. So like that, so when the activities are done, it also teaches us, it also helps us to train ourselves in the proper process of Krishna consciousness. The seventh reason why Krishna actually performs pastimes is that, as Prabhupada mentioned in this particular purport, that he wants to involve all his devotees in these wonderful pastimes. In the Ram Leela, many of the yogis wanted to be with Krishna, wanted to be with Ram. Ram said, in this particular role, I have taken the vow of only accepting one. But in the next yuga, I'll come as Lord Krishna and then I'll give you an opportunity. So like that, the demigods want to see the wonderful Leela of the Lord, and Krishna engages all of them in his wonderful pastimes. So all the demigods, his devotees, they all come, they help in his pastimes. Just like when we perform dramas, you know, those who are near and dear to us, we involve them in our dramas, you know. Someone whom we know, someone whom we like to, you know, come, you also take part in the drama. And sometimes, you know, drama festivals, sometimes say, please give us one role. So then you create a role for that person. He says, okay, you play a role of a policeman, or you just play a role of a sevak. And this person doesn't some seva, he does here and there. He just takes some stool out of the, you know, this one from the scene and takes out and gets something in, like that, you know. So sometimes somebody begs that, please give me some role, and you are given a role. Or sometimes the director, you know, he has certain people whom is very well comfortable with, and he just gets them. Or somebody who is very nice acting, is nicely acting, he just involves them also. So like that. So Krishna, when he comes into this material world, he involves all those who are near and dear to him, especially the demigods. They come. Whenever Krishna comes, they all come. When Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya, he got all the devotees who were in Krishna Leela also to come into this and add onto this wonderful pastimes. So in fact, Srila Prabhupada also did the same thing, as I was mentioning, that all those people who did not have any qualification, Srila Prabhupada involved in his Leela, was spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And what wonderful way, like each one of them, a unique person in himself. We have so much difficulty in, you know, preaching and maintaining one small center. And here there would be one person going and, you know, preaching in country of, you know, Germany, somewhere in three couples in London. Somebody opens one center in, you know, Malaysia. Somebody goes to Australia and opens one center. You know, to the extent that Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj once said that Prabhupada, at this rate, will conquer the whole world. You know, it was like a juggernaut, you know, big machine going on and conquering the entire world. Everyone were involved in this. Whatever that state may be, you know, in whatever their capacity may be, they had no capacity, in fact, they had no qualification. But still, Prabhupada involved all of them. And the Leela is going on still, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, as Jananas Prabhu was mentioning, that we are all involved in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, because he said, Prithvati Achyate Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam. In every town and village, my name will be spread. So till in every town and village, name is spread, this Leela will go on. So we are all involved also indirectly in some way. But what I want to say is that how Prabhupada involved. Giriraj Maharaj is talking about his crazy Peter. In Boston Temple, this person would be just sitting in the corridor and doing nothing. And everyone would be just shouting at him, just get out from here, go away. And Prabhupada, when he saw him, he said, just let him be there. Prabhupada said, just don't trouble him. Just let him be there. And because of Prabhupada, they could not do anything. And this crazy Peter would do nothing. And he was nicknamed as Crazy Peter. His name was Peter, but he was known as Crazy Peter. And Giriraj Maharaj mentions that after sometime he disappeared. He never to be seen anywhere. And after 15 to 20 years, when he went back, he came to a temple in Los Angeles and he found a very familiar face. He said, I think I've seen you somewhere. And he was Kushakrita Prabhu. And he was the same crazy Peter whom Prabhupada initiated later on. And this person became Kushakrita Prabhu. And this person was translating Prabhupada, this Bengali and Sanskrit literatures into English. Can you imagine that? We can't do that. Being in land, we have to study Sanskrit for so many years, just somehow. But this person, within 10 years, 15 years, studied Bengali and Sanskrit and then, you know, completed and translated them into English. That's what happened. So many wonderful things. Prabhupada involved all those people who are not qualified and made them, you know, qualified. As somebody asked, Prabhupada, what is the qualification? He says, you didn't have any qualification. I made your qualifications. So that's what it was, you know. Involved all those people who are not qualified and made them qualified. So Krishna also does the same thing. Krishna involves his own dear and near ones into this pastimes, as Prabhupada mentions that all of them who have taken part in the Leela are all his eternal associates who have come into this world. Some come before, some come afterwards, some come along with him. It's like that, right? And the last one, why Krishna actually performs pastime is causeless. No reason. Krishna likes to do it, that's why. Prabhupada mentions, Krishna comes because he wants to. Just like, you know, somebody has a particular quality, he just wants to do that. Nobody asks, you know, you cannot question why you do that. Huh? So, a particular person has a particular character and it exhibits a particular character and somebody asks, why are you doing this? He says, no, because I like it. That's my inherent nature. So, sometimes Krishna performs a pastimes because he loves to do it. He loves to do it. That's the reason why he comes down. Krishna cannot fight in the spiritual world, so he just feels like fighting, then he comes down. And then he fights. There he doesn't have Dhenukasur or Vatsasur or anyone to fight with. So Krishna comes down and fights. Now Krishna wants to fight. He wants equals who can fight. So Krishna sends Jay and Vijay down. And then he has a wonderful Leela. And then enjoys. So Krishna, when he comes and performs his pastimes, he just performs because he wants to perform. There is no reason why you are performing. You cannot ask that. Krishna performs. Why? So, that way, you know, you have this 8 reasons why Krishna performs the pastimes. That is, first is to deliver the pious and also to vanquish the demonic. The second reason is that he wants to re-establish the principles of religion. The third is that he's attracting the conditioned souls to take shelter of him. The fourth reason is that merciful benediction upon all the conditioned soul, humanity at large. The fifth reason is an act of love for the infinite spiritual happiness of the souls who are transcendent material envy. The sixth reason, he wants to teach and train people. And the seventh reason is that he wants to involve all those who are dear and near to him into this wonderful leelas. Seventh reason is causeless, you know. And that's how Krishna does. And then Prabhupada mentions, then he has a very dramatic performance. So this is acronym for dramatic, D-R-A-M-A-T-I-C. So that's how it is. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.